This is the Purple Project Podcast. Your host, Eddie Greer, here in cold Manhattan, Kansas. We're coming to you on this Monday night here before or if the snow is going to come. I know in the forecast here, as I'm sitting here recording this daily edition of the podcast, it's supposed to snow for majority of the night, so we'll see what happens with all that. And I'm recording this prior to me and Alex getting together here tonight to record episode 131 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly, early, a few days earlier than usual. I got a busy week ahead, so I can't record Thursday like we do usually. But yeah, we got to get it in. So there you go. On that note, but be on the lookout for that episode weekly. Either Thursday or Friday, could come a day earlier, so just be out lookout for that as well. A lot of moving pieces between the two teams, K-State and West Virginia. I just got the word of big news around them. That will be talked about in the weekly edition, but right now, sticking with the daily, focus on the Cats, and look, they are back. I said it on this podcast with a bad voice last week that they had no shot at getting, and I'll admit it, they had no shot as getting back to Arlington. With Texas, I thought we all thought Texas was going to take TCU, including my co-host Alex Aiden, who predicted that as well. But TCU again has been a story of the Big 12 all year long, and you throw in K-State as well. The two teams, and we all been wanting that rematch. Well, that is still right there on track for that anticipated rematch in Arlington, but we got to get through West Virginia first on the road. Final road game there with what I said about West Virginia. Everything kind of going up in smoke right now. And then the primetime showdown, KU, K-State, primetime. It was just called out. It was just scheduled this morning for a 7 Central time kick. Primetime. How about this? I don't want to get too far out there, but this is going to be a tough game. Rivalry game. What do you expect, right? With a much improved KU team from the second half, that momentum for KU, Lance Leipold and company looking to deny K-State. But again, K-State has unfinished business here. They got to get by West Virginia if that's going to set up to be what it is for a possible trip to Arlington for the Big 12 championship there, December 3rd. And of course, it could be a big December for yours truly. If K-State takes care of business, can finish off West Virginia and then take care of defeat KU here in Manhattan in 2 weeks, it could be shaping up to be a big December. And of course, the weekend after that is my marathon in Dallas. So yeah, everything's kind of aligning here for yours truly. But again, K-State in prime position after Texas losing the TCU over the weekend there, which put it back into play. I was kind of shocked by that. Everything is kind of surprising. Obviously, Baylor there, we steamrolled them. I didn't expect that whatsoever. 31-3 on the road. And prime time seems to be the right time for K-State. I'm a little worried about this 1 o'clock kick. And this is going to lead me to my main talking point here. And you'll probably hear this in the weekly edition as well. Me and Alex will talk about this at length. But, excuse me, Adrian Martinez, I'm getting caught up with the news today, with K-State news anyways. Adrian Martinez, obviously with his new injury news, with the lower leg, will be out for the rest of the year. Now, I don't know anything much more about his status for the postseason bowl game. I don't know about that yet, but projected to miss 4 to 6 weeks, so that's going to put him out pretty much out for the rest of the regular season. And if K-State does make the Big 12 game, I'm going to do that as well. So, but really, though, these two quarterbacks are talented. I feel, tremendously, I feel bad for Adrian Martinez, right? So, That's just a big hit for that as well.
Okay. Are you still using it?
Yeah.
You're good, homie. You're good.
So, yeah. Sorry about that. A little bit of interruption there. But, yeah, back to where I was talking about. All right, so, yeah. My thoughts exactly with that. Feel bad for them. Came here to win. Well, we are winning. That is right. But on the same time, you know, with Will Howard playing as well as he is, you're developing, hate to say it, a quarterback situation here, which kind of been developing for the last couple of months. Well, not last couple of months, last few weeks here with Will Howard playing like he's had. So, but yep, this puts it in Will Howard's hands now. And I said this in the Baylor episode there that, or well, maybe a little bit, where I said this off air that Will Howard, it could have went with a hot hand there at Texas, against Texas there. But the coaching staff felt like, hey, you know, Adrian Martinez deserves the right to start. Well, I have no issue with that whatsoever there. But Adrian Martinez got hurt in the first or second series there against Baylor. Then Will Howard just did what he did pretty much against TCU there. But except the results were different this time. We won the game. And now Will Howard has seized, unfortunately, due to Adrian's injury, this quarterback situation. But a lot of fans, I think, would have it a little better. And now this is Will Howard's opportunity to lead. What a story this has been. TCU obviously been number one. But number two, the quarterback situation for us, Adrian Martinez, whether it's Adrian Martinez or Will Howard, can Will Howard lead us to the promised land? We'll have to find out here in the next 2 weeks. And last but not least, again, this is the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. A.D. Greer, apologize for the mini halftime break there. But we're back on track. Kobe Savage on the defensive side, out for the rest of the season. That includes any postseason there. Such a big loss there. He obviously... he's become a leader in the back end of the secondary, and now that's going to put it in the hands of Sincere Mason, T.J. Smith, in a particular in a huge situation as well. So they're going to need those guys to step up. T.J. Smith has had plenty of time. So has Sincere Mason. Sincere Mason's played very well as of late as well. So. Yeah, Kobe Savage got hurt in the second quarter there a little bit. So, but yeah, that's huge news coming out of K-State this morning. Adrian Martinez, or really actually yesterday, because I got caught up with, I was not on Twitter that much yesterday. So I'm getting caught up on K-State news this morning. And allness there, Adrian Martinez out for the rest of the regular season. And Kobe Savage is done for the 2022-23 campaign for K-State. A lot more on this on the Purple Project Weekly coming up this week. This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily, which you can find wherever you get your podcast, part of the Purple Project Podcast, and also part of the K-State family, a podcast as well. So you want to make sure you subscribe with us wherever you get your podcast there. My voice is back 100% as well, so that is good news for your hosts and for our listeners out there as well. So, again, K-State, again, in the BCS. I better make sure I not put this out there as well. K-State is in sole possession of second. And I believe they moved up a spot to 17th, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So, huge, huge games coming up for K-State. And, obviously, West Virginia, I don't understand this with K-State in the running to try to get to Arlington. The game is on Big 12 now, ESPN Plus. What the heck is going on? So I don't understand that move there. I know West Virginia is having a rough year, but again, with K-State in the running, you think this is going to be a national television, but but it's not. So, but whatever. So I have an issue with that, and then of course I just talked to you guys about the KU game in prime time. That one is on national television. It should be, with both teams playing very well this year. KU, K-State in Manhattan, prime time, 7 o'clock Central Time. And I imagine it's going to be cold. Yes, sir. A couple of days after Thanksgiving. And love nothing better to set up that matchup with an opportunity for K-State will play, have everything on the line there. If they can get by West Virginia on Saturday, have that set up to be a huge game. And you know KU is going to try to do something. We'll see about that. But again, with both these clubs playing, these schools playing very well this year on the football field, like nothing better to set that up as a chance for K-State to beat KU again and to get themselves to Arlington. But again, unfinished bit. We got a long way to go here till Saturday, and K-State's going to have to take care of West Virginia, their opponent, this Saturday up in Morgantown there. And, of course, West Virginia coming off of knocking off Oklahoma last week as well. So they're coming with a little bit of a momentum, but big news coming out of there as well. A lot to discuss about West Virginia coming up on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition. Again, find it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. K-State Nation, that is going to do it on this edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the podcast. We appreciate your support every week for the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, we'll talk to you guys later on this week.